When the world is calling, getting there starts here. With over 55 nonstop destinations, including Montreal, and 20 nonstop flights a day to New York City, travel from Columbus is closer than you think. Start your trip at flycolumbus.com.
Hey, Bobby, you know what's really creepy? Good, you didn't interrupt me.
You interrupted yourself.
I know I did. Well, I got really excited. I was listening to our Sleeping is Creepy podcast right before this. Oh. And I said, hey, Bobby. And then I went to say the second part and you interrupted me.
What's creepy, Lauren?
Me.
Yes.
Every time. When this comes out, you will be snowboarding.
I will be.
It's a little creepy.
I will be snowboarding.
Knowing that at this very moment, when this comes out, you will be snowboarding. It's like we could see into the future.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're filming ahead a little bit because Bobby's going on a snowboarding trip that I wasn't invited to.
Nope.
I was invited, but I didn't want to go with a toddler because she's not going to be... I'll go and she can also go
yes.
to like ski school during the day so then we can be able to snowboard. But that led us to wanting to talk about skiing and or snowboarding, snow activities.
Going down a hill on a thing.
On a piece of, is it wood? I don't even know.
No.
Fiberglass?
It's composite. It's a composite of different materials. Wood is included.
I should have looked that up. What are yeah. skis and snowboards made out of? I don't know.
Resin.
Is it?
Wood, resin.
Oh,
poly
mixture.
Stuff. I'm not sure. They're all different materials. They started out as wood.
All of them?
Yeah,
I don't
probably.
Know anything about materials.
About material.
If I had to start life over and create stuff for myself, I would never know.
Snowboarding probably was
yeah, skis
wood.
Were wood.
Maybe it was
wood.
Like laminated layers of wood. But yeah, skis. Old
Our viewers
wooden.
Are probably very excited about this materials conversation. Well, being that you're the one that gets to go snowboarding.
Yes.
Do you want to talk first about how you started?
How I started snowboarding?
Snowboarding.
Sure. I got a board and I went on a mountain.
Wow.
It's riveting. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So I began skiing when I was probably around 8-ish. And I did that for a couple years, went on like the ski trips with the school when I was in grade school, elementary school. Did that for a couple of years, enjoyed skiing. But when I was around 12 or 13, snowboarding started becoming cool and popular. And one of my best friends, Ryan, he had started snowboarding and convinced me I should try it. So we went to Sports Authority and I bought an Airwalk snowboard for maybe around $100 for my birthday. Didn't buy boots because I didn't think that was important, which was a grave mistake. I later found out. And when
did you even use your board without the
yes,
boots?
I used regular. So
oh my God.
My first time snowboarding was terrible. And if I hadn't bought or gotten my board for my birthday, I would have definitely gone back to skiing. So I got my board and I went and I started out in the bunny hill. And right away, one of the bindings, I'm pretty sure it was my front right binding. So snowboard has, you put your feet in and there's straps that go over. They're called bindings. And there's usually like one that goes over your toe and one that goes over like where your ankle.
And to be fair, the reason you need snowboard boots is because they're big.
Yes.
They're large enough to fit into these bindings.
So that they can.
And they're stiff. So
yeah.
Your leg can move and not hurt itself if you like. Yeah. Just in general, you're supposed to use snowboard.
So I used regular snow boots. The binding was broken. So I had three of my four bindings and I was loose. My foot was basically like loose in the bindings. It was not tight.
You're lucky you didn't break your leg.
I didn't get lessons. I had a terrible time. A trail that now, if I was to do it, would probably take me a minute to go down at most. Took me about 30 minutes constantly falling, not knowing what to do. Next time I went, I got lessons and everything clicked. I couldn't turn one way and I figured out how to turn and I had snowboarding boots. And everything since, you know, I figured it out, was able to pretty much almost keep up with my dad right away. on my snowboard. And that was what I said. I was 13 and I'm going to be 36. So what's that? 23 years ago. Is that math right? No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez. 23 years. That's scary to think about. And I've never been out west because I was supposed to go out west in 2020, in March of 2020.
I just think it's not meant to be.
March 16th, we were going to Jackson Hole, Wyoming. And there was some whispers of a...
Not we, you. Why me, was I not going?
You were pregnant.
No, I wasn't. It was the start of the pandemic.
Oh, no, you weren't.
Yeah, why wasn't I going?
I don't know.
I wasn't invited again.
No, I definitely asked you. Oh, it was because everyone that was going was like good and like it was going to be more about like riding hard.
I think I just did. Yes. And I didn't. There was nobody that I was super close to besides me, you and Justin.
And that other Justin that I had met just recently. And he invited me to go.
That's why.
So we were going to go and COVID was like starting up. And I kept texting my friend like the weeks leading up being like, I don't know if this is an impact us. And like 2 days before or a day before, I was like, dude, I think I'm going to cancel. Like, I just have a bad feeling we're going to get stuck. And the day we would have been there, the mountain was closed because they had too much snow and they couldn't run the ski lifts and stuff. And then the next day, the mountain closed because of COVID. And we would have been.
And then, like, the next day, the borders closed.
Yeah.
So you would have had to. Did they fly home or did they drive back?
I don't remember. They probably.
Yeah. Drove basically, we just watched everything unfold from home. And I was like, you guys are so lucky that you did not get on the plane because you would have gotten stuck out west. Or had to deal with.
It would have been rough.
Yeah.
It would have made it work, but less than ideal.
Yeah, so that was Bobby's almost trip out west.
Yeah, I've only skied the East Coast, mostly Vermont. There's a
little Canada.
In Canada and a local mountain in Pennsylvania that I go to because it's like an hour-ish away from where we live.
I started because my family, so my extended family started going to this place, this small place in Canada. Actually, I'm not even going to say the name because I don't want it to get overpopulated because Well, I mean, it's gotten pretty popular. They run like Olympic, like the Olympic preliminaries.
Trials and stuff, I think.
They run some of the Olympic stuff there for people to qualify, basically. It's like the pre-Olympic stuff, which is pretty cool to see. But it gets really busy during those times. Anyway, we go to this smaller resort in Canada that we love because we know all the staff. We've been going for years. But I think my first time going, I think was when I was like 8. Like I started going later than my cousins.
Yeah. So we probably started around the same time.
I think because my mom wasn't a ski person. Yeah. She'll probably yell at me when she listens. She'll be like, that's not why. But then we went, started going every year. So, and it was fine. But
did you start out snowboarding right away?
No, I started skiing.
Same.
And that's why I think I went in when I was 8, I think was my first time going and I started ski school and we would go to ski school, me and my cousins, which was fun. And then we tried ski skates.
Oh, I did those a couple times.
Yeah. Because we wanted to be cool. This was all because we were fine with it while we were younger. And then when we hit like middle school, we're like, skiing's lame. Let's try something cooler. Either skiing's cool. I don't know why we thought skiing wasn't cool.
Because snowboarding was
coming out. I guess
because
our parents are all skiers. We're like, we want to do something younger.
They hadn't really like advanced skis that much yet.
Yeah. Also, it's a very... Well, I'll go into like the... just for people who don't have never skied
I shouldn't say advanced. They advanced skis, but they weren't like... they were kind of...
There's some cool skiers. My cousins are scary. Oh, skiers.
I wish
they like go straight down. And I
in a way, I wish I had stuck with it because you can
go way faster on skis.
I don't know about that.
I think so.
I disagree. I think
I agree.
Snowboarding. You agree that I'm pretty sure. Whatever. It doesn't matter. I think you have a little bit more maneuverability in the trees with skis.
What? I disagree with that. I think I have way more maneuverability with snowboard.
Whatever. You don't know anything.
Anyway, we tried ski skates and it was fun, but it wasn't like...
They're just not stable.
Yeah, they're fun for like the day, but not
every day. Yeah, I've done them a handful of times. One time I did them and I thought they were awesome. They fit great.
And if you don't know what ski skates are, they're basically just small skis.
Yeah.
Like they're like the size of your foot. They're like a little bigger than your foot. So you're kind of just like...
They're not stable. Like every little bump is like... Blah, 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 blah. The first time I did it, I had a great time. And then I tried them again. And they're like, didn't fit the same, and it was terrible. It didn't feel good at all.
Hey, Sal.
Hank, what's going on? We haven't worked a case in years.
I just bought my car at Carvana, and it was so easy. Too easy.
Think something's up?
You tell me. They got thousands of options.
Mm-hmm.
Found a great car at a great price.
Uh-huh.
And it got delivered the next day.
It sounds like Carvana just makes it easy to buy your car, Hank.
Yeah, you're right. Case closed.
Buy your car today on Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.
But it was funny because we always make fun of, but remember when we would go to ski school and we went to the French speaking part of Canada. So they all had like a French accent and they didn't know every English word, but they would be like, oh, it was pizza and French fry. Like pizza is like, you have to keep your skis kind of like a pizza shape, like a V in the front, like a slice of pizza. And that's how you slow down. And then French fry was like going straight so that you would pick up speed, and then you would pizza and you
pizza, French fry.
It's like the South Park thing. If you French fry when you're supposed to pizza, you're
gonna have a bad time.
But I remember that. And they also start you with no poles. For anybody who didn't know, when you start skiing, they're like, no poles. You need to focus on just your legs and what you're doing with your skis. And I remember when they finally gave us poles, we were like, oh my God, we graduated.
We have poles.
They trust us with poles. And then we started hitting each other with them. Yeah, so it's great. So little kids, they like never get poles. You just get poles when you get older because little kids can't be trusted with poles. I think they're worried they're going to like impale themselves or something. So then we did ski skates. And then when we kept begging our parents to let us go snowboarding, and there's this like unwritten, not even, I was gonna say this unspoken thing where like skiers secretly hate snowboarders.
Yeah, it's not secret at all.
It's not secret.
It's just a stupid way of separating, and
people just like to hate on other people for reasons.
For doing something different.
No matter what you're doing.
For being different.
But their reason is because they think that snowboarders ruin the mountain, because when you carve, which is like going back and forth on a snowboard, you basically create these like mounds kind of if there's too much snow. So if you're a skier and you're going straight, it like hits these mounds and you could technically, your skis could like go into the snow and fall.
Yeah.
So they blame whenever we,
I think that's more like the novice level. Cause at the more like advanced expert level, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Cause I ride with
also
more advanced expert people.
And there's the stereotype, which is sometimes true, that like snowboarders are a bit more rowdy and not as like
that's
reserved.
Dumb.
I've noticed it. I get cut off by snowboarders way more than skiers.
It's all the same. It's nonsense. But anyway, it's bad stereotypes.
Our parents didn't want us to be snowboarders because they didn't want us to be those people.
Yeah.
But we begged them, and we were about, I think, 13 too. And we were like, because we're teenagers, we thought snowboarding was cooler and we would be cool if we learned to snowboard. So they finally gave in and let us take snowboard lessons. And I still remember my first day of snowboarding. We accidentally went down a black diamond.
Ooh.
had to take off our snowboard.
Put down your butts.
Try to ride it like a sled.
That's
and
not
all of
good.
A sudden, just out of the corner of my eye, my cousin's snowboard just flies past me with her running after it as if there's anything that, and she's like, stop it. I'm like, that was a fun story. And also you fall a lot. And they did warn us. They were like, the next morning, you're going to feel like crap. And I just want you to understand that. But as teenage girls, we're like, nah, we're fine. Like, even as like a 13, 14-year-old, I still remember the next morning waking up, and we did not want to move.
Wow.
I felt horrible. We all felt like so sore and in pain. And our aunt was basically like, threw us a thing of Advil and was like, you have a lesson. You wanted to do this. Get up. Because we were like, we're not going to go to lessons today.
Oh, my God.
And she's like, no,
you paid for it. You're going.
We paid for it. And you guys begged us to do this. Get up, take Advil, get up and go.
Take Advil.
Awesome. But then it was worth it. Cause then after a couple days, we started getting it. We didn't fall as much and we weren't as sore. So.
In my opinion, I think snowboarding is harder to learn and easier to master. And skiing is easier to learn and harder to master.
Ooh, I like that. I agree.
Wow, we agree.
I agree with that.
I love snowboarding.
I forgot that you also skied.
Yeah. A couple times I've switched with my friends who are like similar sizes with me. He's a skier and I'll use his skis and he'll use my board.
Do you still remember how to do it?
Yeah, I can still do it. I could strap on skis.
Yeah, that's what's weird. My mom had me do it once with her, like the last time she ever went with us. And because she was like, I just want to ski with you again. I'm like, okay. So I did it for the day. And yeah, you pick up, it's kind of like riding a bike again.
It's just balance. It's just that muscle memory balance that you get.
Yeah.
Same
with snowboarding. I hadn't snowboarded in like 3 years and then went last year and I didn't fall once.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited to go. I haven't been. I went once last year. I used to go like 10 to 20.
That was a fun day too.
Yeah. It's a nice mountain we go to. I used to go like 10 to 20 times a year when I was like high school, college days, out of college. That has changed. I don't do it as much anymore. Though, to be fair, the conditions are not as good. We used to get snowstorms because I used to like going when we get fresh powder.
Yeah.
And we don't have that anymore because global warming and stuff. So
we keep making dark jokes to Melody whenever there's like snow on the TV in like a show she's watching. I'm like, look, Mel. That's called snow.
Yeah.
We used to have that when I was a child. We haven't your whole anymore. Lifetime.
It feels like the last.
We haven't had one like the last. Remember snow.
We had a big one last year.
Did we?
We get one big storm a year at most.
When?
Remember we had all that snow. I had to like dig. Like
I thought that was the year before. I'm
pretty sure it was last year.
Oh.
We'll get one big snowstorm a year, and that's
I'm happy with that at this point. It's almost February. We haven't had any.
Yeah.
When did we have that one? Was it February?
It might have been later.
What? You're going to miss it.
You'll I know.
Me and my mom are going to have to navigate.
Worried about it. I've been thinking about that.
Why me and my mom trying to figure out.
That it's going
to
snow when I leave, and you guys are going to be screwed.
On the 1 year that the snowplow company that helps with our driveway is rough, guys.
We have
I'm not just being like, I don't want to go do it.
Yeah.
It's like
we have a steep driveway. It's
very
difficult to do.
Long and steep, and there's no way I'm gonna be able to do it by myself.
Yeah,
it's fine. We'll figure it out. We'll just hope it doesn't happen.
Yeah,
I'll hire someone. I'll call somebody.
Yeah, but when it comes to snowboarding, there's simply nothing like it. Whenever people talk to me or ask me about it, and are like, "Oh, should I do it?" I'm like, "Oh, absolutely, do it. Get a lesson."
Yes.
If you are thinking 100%. Of skiing or snowboarding, get a lesson.
It and not just from your friend.
Correct.
Get I've also a professional tried to lesson. Teach people and it was not.
The 1 hour lesson you get that you paid for is going to be like getting 5 lessons from your friend who's not going to teach you. Even if they can teach you properly, it's not going to be the same because they're not. That's not what they do.
I tried teaching Michelle once and by the end we were both just frustrated.
I'm confident that I could teach someone because I remember like the basic stuff that I was taught and how it got me comfortable. But it's been a while that, like, I have a friend who wants to go snowboarding and he's done it once, had a terrible time. And I said, like, we can go, but you're going to get a lesson and then we'll go and I'll, like, chill and take it easy with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to get a lesson because it's a must.
Yeah.
But once you do figure it out, there's simply nothing like riding on fresh, powdery snow and carving and turning and it's the best.
It's very, like, not therapeutic, but, like,
Zen.
Yeah, because it's usually you. Even if you're riding with other people, it's still just you because you can't talk to like another person unless like
you're
while you're
going slow
down.
Or something like that. Yeah,
and it's nice. Like every now and then, you might like wait for each other and then like sit there for a minute.
Yeah,
and catch up.
And then when you get good,
on the chair
and in control, you can start going in the glades or the trees.
Yeah, which is our favorite.
Which is awesome for many reasons. Usually what's nice is when you have like a windy condition or it's really snowy or there's fresh powder in the trees is best because that's usually where all the fresh tracks are. It's not as many people will go in there because it's dangerous. but you can go in like chill, stop, just enjoy. It's super quiet because you're surrounded
it is really nice
by
yeah,
snow and trees that are covered with snow. It's just a very like surreal experience that you don't get to do often. There's nothing else like it.
Yeah.
In my opinion. I know there's like wakeboarding and stuff, but that's very different.
Yeah, I'm the type of person that I like listening to music while I go down.
I want to do that this year.
It's because, it's because it helps me get out of my head. So if I am in silence and I'm doing something, I just run. I'm like,
you're overanalyzing,
concentrating on what I'm doing and thus like get scared more.
You can't just relax and
I can't relax. I'm like, I'm going fast. I might fall.
Yeah.
I'm going to hit this person. When I have music, I'm like getting more into like the zone.
You're more relaxed. I don't think about it. Just kind of like letting it flow.
Yeah. So that's my favorite thing to do. I'll like either pause it or have it in one ear so that when we're on the chairlift, we can talk to each other. And then once we get up there,
I
just.
Yeah. I think I want to listen to music this year just to do it. I haven't done it in so long.
Yeah. I remember you said you didn't like it.
I didn't like it for a while because I didn't like constantly having to like pause it to talk to people. I didn't like having it would drain my phone.
Yeah, that too. You got to be careful.
Or I didn't like it. Like in your riding, you can't hear people as well. But I think I'm going to do a little music this time I go.
Nice. You enjoy.
Yeah, I'm going to. I want to chill. Enjoy it. Take it nice and chill. I mean, go crazy.
My other favorite part of snowboarding is So I used to go to ski club too. It was called ski club, but we went every Friday. We would go to the ski mountain. Like a bus of us would go at the end of the day, at the end of the school day. And we'd go for a couple hours and then come back. So that was like, it was that. And then it was the week I would go to Canada with my family. That's like the extent of my knowledge around. Yeah. I've never gone out west. I've never gone to like a bigger mountain where there's avalanches and stuff, which we will talk about.
Hey, Sal.
Hank, what's going on? We haven't worked a case in years.
I just bought my car at Carvana, and it was so easy. Too easy.
Think something's up?
You tell me. They got thousands of options.
Mm-hmm.
Found a great car at a great price.
Uh-huh.
And it got delivered the next day.
It sounds like Carvana just makes it easy to buy your car, Hank.
Yeah, you're right. Case closed.
Buy your car today on Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.
My other favorite part about snowboarding is like the culture. So it's kind of like, or at least when we go to Canada, but it seems about the same around here. Like, oh yeah, I've been to Vermont was the only other place I've been to. But I like the lodge culture where like in between when you need a break, everybody comes in and you get all warm. There's like fireplaces and there's lots of comfort food. Like in Canada, we get lots of poutines, mm-hmm. which is delicious and max comfort food and French onion soups and hot cocoa. And then we'd get beer.
Yeah.
And Bailey's with coffee was another one I would always get. Yeah.
There's nothing like coming in after a couple great runs and you're excited and tired, and then you go sit down and you have a beer and like a soup or something chill, and you're just like,
it's so nice. Or and then you watch other people going down the mountain.
Or you get the beer outside and you sit like at the base of the mountain.
Oh, yeah, that was
fun
that we did. When it's warm enough outside.
Or if there's a fire, you can go sit by outside. It is just a very cool.
There's lots of hot tubs,
environment,
usually.
And culture.
Yeah. There's a lot of hot tubs and pool tables and like at all the rental.
And when everyone's like cool and chill and you're like having a good time and people aren't being jerks on the mountain. It's like fun to like just be around other people who are enjoying this unique experience with you. It's cool culture.
Yeah.
I enjoy it a lot. I miss it. I wish I could.
I miss going to Canada.
I thought it was going to be, when I was in college, I was looking into trying to become like a videographer for snowboarders and like doing crazy trips and going with people. I was looking into it. I never did it, but I was like looking into how you
getting drones and stuff.
Get started. This is before drones were big. But I never pursued that. But it was something I was really into in college. And then I met my friend Justin in college, who was also a really good snowboarder, like same skill level as I. That's who I'm going with on this trip. And we went a lot. We'd do a lot of trips, and we still go not as often as we used to, but.
That's who you're going with this time.
Yeah, it's fun when you go with people who are at your skill level too, because you're not like waiting for someone.
Yeah, that's like when me, you, and Justin went, we're all pretty much
We're
at the same skill level. I just don't like doing as many back-to-back runs.
Your
I like
stamina taking isn't a break. The same.
Yeah, I like taking breaks in between.
Yeah, I used to be more like the go, go, go.
Yeah, you've calmed down.
Now I like to chill a little bit more. Justin likes to go, go, go. And that's fine. You go at your own pace.
I remember I always be like, I'm going to go to the bathroom. And then I would like, be gone for an hour or 2 hours, and I'd be like, all right, where are you? I'll come back out.
No, it's good. It's good to go at your own pace. You don't want to feel like people are rushing you or you're getting, because when you get too tired, that's when mistakes happen and that's when you fall and get hurt. So,
or when you drink too much and then decide to go up, which is also something you should never do. You're not supposed to, but may or may not have been done.
Yeah.
But I guess that's all the nice stuff about it.
Those are the nice. And it's nice. Another thing is like going on trips with your friends and like renting like a house that's either like on the mountain or near the mountain. And you get to like spend a couple days with your friends.
Or like in my case, your family. Yeah. Which I like, I'm very much looking forward to once Melody is old enough to go to ski school, which I think they take them at like.
Probably three.
Actually, well, they take them in the daycare, I think, at two. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, sorry, three. But I don't think they take them up to the mountain until four.
Really?
I think. But they start them. You should see these little kids. Oh, it's such the cutest little thing. Toddler kids. They're like going so slow and little bunny.
And then you see little kids that are like crazy good. And like, wow.
Oh, yeah. There's kids that have like blown past me on the hill. And I'm like, these little kids.
Yeah.
I mean, it's great.
It is. If you learn.
I hope she likes it as much.
The younger
as
you
did.
Learn, the better you'll be. It's awesome.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm excited. I'm looking forward to getting to share that, like something that we like with her.
And it's also exciting because you're kind of like one with the elements and you're at the mercy of the weather. And when it's good, when the weather's good and you get fresh snow, it's like incredible. And then when it's bad, it really makes the experience pretty crappy.
Well, that's why I don't go
when it's
anymore.
Super cold.
That's why I don't go anymore when it's too cold. Like when we went to Vermont,
it was like negative 20 and 30.
We went to Vermont. It was so cold that they had to shut down some of the lifts.
Yeah.
And some people still wanted to go. Like half our group went, and then the other half was like, including me, was like, we're not going to go. We're just going to stay and have wine and play board games. And that was also equally as fun.
Yeah.
And go in the hot tub.
So
it depends what you want.
Yeah.
It depends how much you love
it's kind of fun to be in the elements and like experiencing the extremes. It sucks when it rains and it's icy, which happens a lot on the East Coast. And what I keep, so I'm going to like a little group chat with the friends that I'm going riding with, and I keep saying I don't care if it snows, all I want is winter weather. I don't want rain, I don't want ice, I just want winter.
Rain is the worst
winter weather. Yeah, I've done that. Or it's cool sometimes if you go spring skiing, like
you don't need a jacket
when the mountain's still open. Yeah, you can go like in a t-shirt or just a long sleeve shirt and you don't have to bundle all up. That's kind of fun. Or at the end of the year when they do like the pond skimming, when they make like the little ponds and you like ride into it with your skis or your board and you try to see how far you can go.
I've never
You've never
that.
Seen pond skimming?
No.
Yeah, they do it out like a lot of the East Coast mountains.
Ah.
So that's the good.
So that's all the good. And then it's funny because in my brain, because I feel like I'm the best at doing this, finding the scary things, because that's just how my brain operates at all times.
Yeah.
So as I was writing these out, I literally was just like this and this and this and this. So I think it might be funny to just list them all one after another, then we can go back to them. Okay, things that are scary about going skiing and or snowboarding, according to Lauren. You let me know if I forget anything. The ski lift, being just high up in the air on a ski lift. The T bar, which if you don't know what that is, it is this bar that comes down that looks like a T, and you have to like scoot it like behind your butt or in between your legs, and
it's designed for skis. It does not work nearly as well for snowboards.
I hate it. It gives me such anxiety if somebody asks me to go on like a T-bar and I'm on a snowboard. It does not work. And you will fall and or halfway up the... Because it's just like... I don't know. It's hard to explain. There's just this tension rod. And anytime like you're going up or down, if the tension loosens, you're like trying to hang on to it until the tension comes back.
It's
I hate it. I hate
it's
it.
Dumb.
People need to get rid of T-bars.
Works good for skiers. They need to change it
up. Was fun with skis, yeah, because you just put
skis
it between your legs
and
you just
you can,
hold
like,
on
sit
to
sit on
it
almost.
But yeah, snowboard, you... Oh, yeah, for people who have never snowboarded, you have to keep one leg off when you're not going down the mountain. So that's why the T-bar is so hard, because they don't give you a chance to like strap your leg back in. You have to have your leg loose, and you got to make sure it doesn't...
It works best if you have one person who rides regular and one person who rides goofy, so like switch stance. Because then you can go back to back and like kind of like use your pressure against each other, but it's just not
good. The T-bar is scary. It causes me anxiety. Falling as you're getting off the lift. that's one of my biggest fears, that I'm going to like fall while we're getting off the lift car and either take some stranger down with me that's riding, or take so long to get up that somebody behind me is going to slam into us.
Yeah.
Which doesn't really happen.
It happens though. It for sure happens. I mean, when you're on the lift and all of a sudden it stops, that's because someone fell.
Yeah.
If the person...
No, I mean, it happens, but I mean, I haven't had that happen to me in a while. I think I just have like PTSD from when it used to happen.
I mean, when you're younger and less experienced, especially when it's a crowded lift and you're all trying to get off at the same time. If you're all snowboarders, it's not as easy because you need a little bit more space. Once you get good, you learn how to like, just kind of like push off the lift and get out and away from it really quick. So that's what you should do.
Yeah. And then falling in general, going down the mountain at high speeds.
Oh, yeah.
Or somebody slamming into you.
Oh, yeah.
Without your control. That has also happened. hitting into trees.
Mm-hmm.
Wild animals.
Mm-hmm.
Avalanches. Wild animals and avalanches more so in the West, but.
Yeah. Well, we had a moose. Remember, we were in Canada. We saw the moose in the woods.
Oh, that's right.
I saw a picture that popped up randomly. I'm like, wait, where was this? I'm like, oh, that was Canada.
Yeah, I forgot.
That was cool.
And for anybody who didn't know, because I didn't until probably a couple of years ago, moose are like more dangerous than bears.
They're huge.
Yeah. And they can be aggressive. And yeah, they're scary if they want to be. And then also I wrote ski patrol sled ambulance thing.
Yeah.
Because I'm always worried that if something happens to me and I have to get on this, they basically have this sled where there's two ski patrol people that go down with the sled. But I'm pretty sure there was a video recently where they lost the sled and the sled just went down with this poor person.
I don't know how they haven't devised like a braking system on it.
Yeah, I don't know.
But
it terrifies. I luckily have never had to go in that ski sled thing, but I would just be thinking, if I was conscious in it, I would just be thinking the whole time that they're going to let me go and I'm going to go sailing down the mountain.
Yeah, there's times when I'm flying down the mountain, I'm like, if I fail right now, that would be very bad.
Oh, yeah.
And that's kind of when you want to get out of your head and not think that way, where, like you were saying before, music can help you kind of just chill and get in the groove and not overthink.
Well, the worst fall I ever had, I luckily had a helmet on, but I slid on ice when I was a teenager and fell backwards and slammed my head.
That's what happened
on
to me.
The high ice. Luckily had a helmet on. If I didn't, I don't know.
Yeah, when I was in Canada a couple years ago and I...
We, on the first day too.
It was the first day. It was our last run, and I went on like a box rail, and I came to the end of it, and it was all iced out at the end of it, and I caught an edge and hit and just smacked my head on the back, and I lost it. Like, you went somewhere, and I couldn't find you, and I definitely had a concussion.
Yeah, we had to skip dinner that night. We luckily had, well, he's technically a dentist, but he's a doctor. Like, he went to. My Uncle Joe, I'm pretty sure that's who we had him look at him because he knew how to say, I think he wasn't sure. He thought you were okay, but he said just to be careful.
Yeah.
He was like, make sure he doesn't fall asleep. And that's like all you wanted to do
when
we were home. So we stayed and watched movies.
And then the second or the probably equal was I was going off a jump. It was a big jump at a local mountain and I was going off it, and all of a sudden this little kid on skis comes right up next to me and they bail off the side of they bailed off the side of the ramp, and then all of a sudden I see them, like, another person was coming around the side and they ran into him, smacked, did like a 360 spin, and I was like, oh shit. And as I'm saying that, I'm going off the lip of the jump and I'm in the air like waving my arms, going like, oh, trying to like regain my balance, and I fall and smack my hip, and my hip was all messed up real bad, and like my leg, and I don't really do jumps anymore. And that was one of the last times. I'll do small little jumps, or if there's like natural little like jumps you can do along the side, but yeah, I no big jumps for me anymore.
All right, so hopefully the first part wasn't too boring for anybody who has not skied or snowboarded, or maybe it wasn't boring and you want to ski or snowboard.
Yeah, do it. Give it a try.
But before you decide to do that, you might want to hear our scary stories, and then that might sway your decision one way or the other. I think maybe you should read your... So I only found one scary story that I wanted to talk about, but it's basically the synopsis of a movie. That was lazy, but I read it and it gave me chills, so that's why I chose it. And also it's from 2010, so if you haven't watched it yet, I don't think you care that I'm gonna spoil it. But either way, I think yours might be better to do first, because yours are actually real life ones.
Yeah, so I found this one actual thing that happened to this one kid that was very freaky and is something that I'm always worried about. So basically there was this kid in North Carolina that had gone snowboarding for his, like, one of his first times going. He had done a couple runs and he was feeling good, and he went on the lift and he couldn't get off the lift in time. So he stayed on the lift to, like, go back down the mountain, which is, you can do that. not supposed to. Yeah, that's. Really.
I forgot. I should have added that as one of my fears was that I'm like, not going to be able to get off the lift. And yeah, I have or you to get like stuck on down. It, or even something. Though it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Unless the story makes it seem like it's a big deal.
So basically, they shut the lift off because it was like one of the last runs, but they didn't. Usually, what they do is they check and they're like, okay, there's no one on the lift. They run it through a couple times. I'm pretty sure, making sure there's no like stuff, no people. For some reason, this place didn't do that. So he was stranded for 2 hours, 30 feet above the ground in like a wooded area. And the temperature as low as 6 degrees. He got his phone out to call, but the second he pressed the call button, his phone died.
Oh my God.
So he was worried he would like freeze to death. And he's like, all right, I probably got to jump. So he dropped his snowboard to see if it was like hard packed snow or ice or like powder to see how it was. He said he saw his snowboard bounce and he's like, all right, I know like this is going to hurt. So he jumped from the lift onto solid ice and he knocked himself unconscious. When he woke up, he had a broken leg and a broken arm. He tried standing up, but he fell down because he couldn't stand. So he crawled out of the woods and then he had to crawl down the slope with a broken arm. His family, meanwhile, the family hadn't heard from him for hours. It was 8 o'clock. They got a phone call that says they found him. So what ended up happening was he shattered his hip, his foot, and broke his arm and wrist in several places. And they said he wouldn't be able to walk for 3 months.
Where was this?
North Carolina.
Oh my God. I would have sued the hell out of that place. Yeah.
And they were like, they had told the kid like, oh, you're not gonna be able to play sports again. But fortunately, months later, he was playing football again. So he's doing okay. And he actually like wants to go back to the mountain to go snowboarding, which is crazy. And the family obviously like sued the mountain.
Yeah, I was gonna say, especially at the top, there's usually a person at the bottom and the top, so wouldn't a person have seen that he did not?
So it's just
negligence. I guess they weren't paying attention because it was the end of the day, but damn.
Do you want to read yours because it kind of goes with it, or do you want me to go ahead?
It's a good idea. Okay, so going off that, I wonder if they got the idea for this movie. Well,
no, the movie came out in 2010.
Yeah,
this has happened in 2016, I'm pretty sure.
See, they didn't see the movie either, then they would have known that you need to double check the chairlifts. Okay, so I think it's kind of funny. This movie is called Frozen. That is the title of the movie. Before Disney's Frozen came out, this is a very different. Can you imagine how many kids may have put this on thinking that it was Frozen and it's not at all not a the Disney
same
movie.
Not the same movie.
So I remember when this movie came out. It came out in 2010. I remember the trailer for this movie coming out and being like, I can't watch this movie because it already gives me so much anxiety watching the trailer. So now I don't have to because I read the synopsis and so are you ready for this one?
I'm ready.
So my sister yelled at me for the sleeping podcast because I didn't give a trigger warning before my Russian sleep experiment. So trigger warning for the sleeping episode is being given right now. And then also trigger warning for this movie synopsis because it's not graphic because it's the synopsis, but the movie's pretty graphic.
It's creepy. So.
Yes, it's creepy. As far as I know, this is not a true story, obviously it has happened.
It can happen.
So Dan, his girlfriend Parker, and his best friend travel to have you seen this movie?
No.
Do you know what happens?
Not really. Okay. I don't want to watch this movie.
Well, good. Now you don't have to. I'm going to tell you.
Yes.
Okay. Dan, his girlfriend Parker, and his best friend, like me, you, and Justin, travel to a ski resort to enjoy a day on the slopes. Before departing, the three friends convince the ski lift operator to let them go on one last run down the mountain before the resort closes for a long weekend. The ski lift operator gets relieved from duty by a second operator. The first operator tells the second one that there are three people who still need to come down, but the second operator mistakes three mingling skiers for Dan, Parker, and Joe and turns the ski lift off as the three friends dangle many feet above the ground. Trapped on the ski lift chair, the trio argues over how to escape before Dan jumps off the chair in an attempt to get help. The fall breaks both Dan's legs, ooh, and he is subsequently attacked and killed by a pack of wolves while his girlfriend and friend watch helplessly from above. It's supposed to be scary. No? So yeah, the trailer for this movie showed like the wolves being below them And like,
there wouldn't, I don't think there would be wolves.
What do you mean they shut down the ski resort? There's nobody there.
Know, but usually wild animals stay clear of populated human areas.
Yeah, but it's closed down and it's dark. It just, there.
Yeah, that's all right, whatever.
I didn't say this was a true story.
I know, I'm just saying.
I hate this because I can't imagine being above my boyfriend and hearing him get mauled by wolves. That sounds like a horror. Well, it is a horror movie, but it sounds like the worst thing ever. So anyway, after that happens, Joe, the friend that's still with the girlfriend, attempts to traverse the ski lift cable, making it onto a, like, traverse, like,
yeah, climbing it.
Making it on to a nearby support tower, but doing this causes the bolt holding the chair to the cable to become dangerously loose.
Oh my God. On the
what? That can't happen. I mean, I feel like that's a really faulty chairlift. If yeah. one person climbing on the metal rail is gonna do that, but unless Joe's a giant. On the ground, the wolves have gathered below waiting for Joe. They're just like...
Ah, we're gonna get you.
They're just really... just yeah, I also don't think wolves behave like this. Just, maybe they do. Maybe they're really hungry. I don't know. But people can let me know. I don't know any wolf knowledge if this is far-fetched or not. The wolves have gathered below waiting for Joe. After being attacked, so apparently Joe, they just like missed a bit there. Joe, I guess, got down even though the wolves were down there and got attacked. He managed to scare them off using a ski pole and then slides down the mountain on Parker's snowboard, planning to return with help, but the wolves chase after him. Joe does not return by the next morning.
So she's up on this lift.
So she's still up there, and Joe gets down, scares off the wolves, and is like, "Don't worry, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna use your snowboard to get down to the base and call for help."
Yeah,
and then he just like she just waits there, and he never comes back.
Oh my God!
So you could assume that he probably got mauled by wolves. So Parker attempts to reach the support pole herself, so she also tries
why would they close the mountain for a long weekend? That's like,
I know, that's probably the busiest time for a week. I don't know, maybe it was a small family run mountain and they don't want to work on the holiday,
whatever.
Stop poking holes in my scary movie. As she stands in the chair, the bolt fails and the lift falls to a few meters above the ground, like her in the chair. Parker jumps from the chair, but the chair then falls and fractures her ankle. Nothing's working out. Parker begins to slide and crawl down the mountain, so kind of like that kid had to do. She encounters the wolves feasting on what's left of Joe, too occupied with eating. I love how the wolves are like monsters in this movie. Also, how long has Joe been dead for and they're still eating him?
How long did she wait before she was savoring. Like,
as I'm reading this, I'm like, how long did she wait before she was like, Joe's not coming back? When she waited like 30 minutes and she was like, oh, help hasn't come yet. Give Joe some time. I mean, obviously Joe's dead, so it doesn't matter, but they were too occupied with eating Joe. So they ignore Parker as she continues down, eventually reaching a road. While a car passes without noticing her, another eventually appears and the driver stops. He drives her to a local hospital, telling her that she will be okay. Parker closes her eyes as she misses Dan and remembers him telling her that she will survive.
That's it?
Yeah.
I just say she woke up and she was surrounded by wolves. The wolves attacked the car. You're not getting away.
The wolves got the car. The wolves were driving the car.
The guy was a wolf. He was a werewolf.
The guy was a werewolf.
Oh my goodness.
And everything just made sense.
All right. Well.
So not based on, well, but then this, the kid thing happened after that movie.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I would think, you know.
Could you imagine having seen that movie and then it happening to you and you being like, oh my God, the wolves are going to come.
Where are the wolves?
The wolves.
There's definitely been times where like the ski lift has stopped for a long time.
Yeah.
And you're worried it's like broken or something.
Yeah.
And there actually has like where they fall, which is terrifying.
Oh my God. Why would you tell me that?
We're talking, getting into the creepiness. The mountain that we go to, it happened.
What mountain? J Peak?
No. The one that we go to, you and I. Pretty sure it was that one, or it was a different one. It was a local. I thought it was the one we go to. Anyway.
You didn't tell me that. I'm not going there anymore.
Yeah. I can't remember.
I don't think it was that mountain because I'm pretty sure I would have known about it. I remember hearing about it, but I thought it was out west that it happened.
No. Yeah, pretty sure not.
Pretty sure not.
I have some ghost stories. So these are like ghost stories that take place in ski towns. The first one is in Banff, Alberta, which is in Canada. It's known as
town name.
Canada's Castle in the Rockies. And this story takes place in the Fairmont Banff, B-A-N-F, Banff Springs Hotel. So this has a storied history that dates back over 125 years. It's hosted its fair share of heads of state, royalty, celebrities, ski travelers, but its residents' ghosts deserve the most notoriety. So two ghosts in particular, a doomed bride and an old bellman.
A doomed bride.
Doomed bride. And then an old bellman who once worked in the hotel are its most famous fixtures. In the early 1930s, the young bride was set to be wed in Cascade Ballroom, and upon descending down the stairs, brushed her dress against an open flame of a candle, causing her to become startled and fall down the stairs to her demise.
Oh my God.
Guests have reported seeing her apparition through the hotel, still wearing her white lace wedding dress. This one's creepy. God. Then there is the ghost of Sam McCulley, the former head bellman of the hotel. His first reported sighting was when two elderly women couldn't get into the room one cold fall evening. They had called the front desk asking for help, and by the time the night bellman reached the ninth floor elevator foyer, he observed they had made it into the room. When he asked how they got in, they described the friendly, white-haired old bellman who had appeared out of nowhere, key in hand, to let them in. There was no one on the bellman's staff with that description or age since then. The front desk and guest services still receive calls and comments from guests mentioning that Sam assisted them.
That's so weird.
It's pretty spooky. And this next one.
That would
one,
be great if it was just some old guy that
sneaks around.
He just loves it there.
Just want to help.
I just want to be helpful.
Yeah. All right. And this next one here is in Vail, Colorado.
Okay.
This is the creepy story or creepy area.
Vail.
So it's located outside of Vail in Beaver Creek. Gilman, so it was an old abandoned mining town originally founded in 1886 during the Colorado silver boom. But due to a toxic contamination in 1984, the EPA ordered it to be shut down immediately. God. So residents fled. So in this town, there's still like cars and garages and even like...
It was like Chernobyl?
Yeah, it's almost like Chernobyl. Like the pictures look like similar.
In Vail?
It's near Vail. Right outside of it in Beaver Creek.
That's crazy.
And like residents fled, so they left cars in the garages and like place settings on the table. And though it sits on a private land and is considered strictly off limits, rumor has it Halloween brings out curious visitors due to its weird vibe. So just a creepy story that takes place near, which got me thinking how there's probably many creepy old hotels in scattered around like near ski resorts and mountains that are probably very, very creepy.
I should ask next time we go to Canada if there's any creepy stories from that
place.
I don't know how long they've been around.
Creepy stories. I mean, yeah, it's like we were saying before, like the ski culture is very unique and cool.
It is very cool, but it could be creepy because there's definitely been a lot of people who have died because it's a
dangerous sport,
especially if you're not experienced or in the right headspace the famous guy died from
Sonny Bono.
Yeah.
Part of looking up was like all people who have died that were like famous.
It's usually trees. Every time I hear about it, somebody that ran into a tree.
Well, it's usually even if they're not in the tree skiing, they could be going down the mountain.
Yeah, I'm assuming it's people who, like, I don't know. I've never lost control like that being an experienced person. So I don't know if like, is it mainly inexperienced people that slam into trees?
I don't know. I don't want to speculate.
One of my cousins hit a tree. They had to go to the Canadian hospital.
Yeah, my friend hit a tree. We were in the woods one time.
It was scary. They said
he got messed up.
Yeah, he forgot like his name and stuff. That's why they had to bring him.
Yeah, he just kind of got like the wind knocked out of him. He didn't thankfully get too injured. I mean, he got like hurt, but he didn't like get nothing severe.
Yeah, I'm always worried. My biggest worry, it's always like things I can't control are the things I'm the most worried about. Yeah. So I'm always worried somebody's going to slam
that's,
into me really
yeah,
hard.
Same as, that's why I didn't like listen to music, because I want to be very aware of my surroundings. And usually like a tip, well, it's, I mean, it's whatever, but something I make sure to do is when it's a crowded mountain, I do my best to like, or if I'm at a certain spot on the trail where it's a lot of people, I just get away from everyone as quick as I can, just because I want to avoid.
I'll wait it out if I feel like I can't get through them, or I try to go what skiing actually, or snowboarding when it's not a holiday weekend busy time. Like during the week is the best time to go. During the week on a non-holiday week, which I know not everybody can do. But.
What it's actually similar to is driving, which is what our next podcast topic is going to be.
Yeah.
But yeah,
but you won't be able to submit stories because we're filming this way.
You're filming all these.
So by the time this comes out, we'll have already filmed driving. But yeah, it's the same concept. It's like you're going at a very fast speed.
Mm-hmm.
That's why people also get into arguments probably more skiing and snowboarding and stuff too.
Oh yeah. No, I definitely
kind of just pass by them.
Yeah.
Kind of like a car.
Well, it's hard because you get a mix of inexperienced riders who don't know like the proper etiquette of riding.
Or younger people who don't care.
Yeah.
Or young kids who don't know.
Yeah. So it's just a lot of mix. So it definitely has its like creepier negative aspects of it. But when everything's good and people are on the proper run or trail that they're supposed to be on and everyone's going at the right speed and pace, it all works.
Honestly, the creepiest part to me is just the chairlift now.
Yeah.
And again, it's because it's not in my control. I can't do anything to like make sure.
I'm always creeped out whenever I'm going over like a high spot or whatever. It's always just like, yeah, this could be bad. But, you know, it's the risk that we take when we go. So there's no, you can't think about it. It's just like driving a car, going on a roller coaster, getting in an airplane. Bad things can always happen. But
I mean, I guess the one good thing is anytime somebody's fallen, it seems they just break their legs.
Yeah,
you just gotta worry about wolves.
It depends.
That's the only thing you gotta worry about.
Watch out for the wolves that'll get you, pick you up afterwards.
I do worry whenever I go in the woods. I always worry I'm gonna see a wolf or a bear.
I'm not like I said.
I never have.
Yeah, but the animals. I mean, at least from my experience with like camping, is they will generally avoid people.
Yeah.
So if we saw the moose one time, but that's because that mountain is like in the wilderness. So.
Well, I think they said though they were worried about it because I think they reported it and they were starting to tape off that area to make sure people didn't go in there. But I thought they said it was because there was a young moose with it. And
gotcha.
That's why they were worried about it. Like, because the bigger mom moose.
I have a good story, a good funny story. You can end it with if we want to. So was it the last time we went to Canada when we went off the mountain?
Yes, I think so. That was the last time.
So,
sure, you can add a funny
story. When you're going snowboarding, obviously there's the trails, but then, you know, you can kind of like go off the mountain, especially when you're in the woods. You know, you like dip out beyond the boundary lines.
Beyond the tape lines.
Beyond the tape lines. So I think it was the first day we were there. We were in the woods. It was me, my friend Justin, and your cousin's husband, Ralph.
Ralph, yeah.
So we're going.
The best part about that, though, is Ralph, because Ralph had kids at the time, and this was like the one morning that he got to like get up early and leave. Like, I think Megan was let him go first.
Yeah.
And then this happened.
Like, so I had done it before where you basically ride the edge and you like go on the edge of the boundary, but you eventually can like get back and you're fine. We went a little too far. We went too far out. We were following trails, but eventually we just kind of got a little too adventurous. And we're going along. We're like, oh my God, this is like, we're getting the best snow because the snow is so deep and we just kept going.
You guys are lucky you didn't hit like a
cliff,
like a that or a snow pocket or anything.
Yeah, I mean, that's not really happens out there. But yes, I agree. It could have been. But it wasn't like crazy steep or anything. So we could see everything. Anyway, going along, having a good old time, riding in the snow. And also we get to like what I thought was a trail. Just kind of open, and it was flat. I'm like, oh, not sure which way to go. And I open my phone and I'll go my GPS. And if you go on my Instagram, if you like scroll through, you'll see like ski pictures. And if you go along, you'll see the picture that I posted. And I realized we were way off the trail. And I was just like, well, I'm pretty sure there's a road that way. So we'll just walk that way. We're walking. We eventually get to like a little like development area with like houses and a road, and we walk out, and then like there's the main road. So I call Lauren, I tell her where we are, I send her the GPS. It was only like a 10-minute drive. It wasn't anything crazy. All of a sudden, these police officers pull up. And
Mounties.
Well, they're cops.
They're not called police. They're called Mounties.
Oh, whatever.
Canadian Mounties.
Because we're on like this huge snow mound. We had our snowboards there. They obviously, this was definitely something that happens. Because they, I think there might have actually been someone else. They said, I don't know, whatever. So we're taught, they come up and they start speaking in French, like French Canadian to us. And I was like, don't we speak English? Like, we went the wrong way. And they're like still speaking in French, like yelling at us. I'm like, sorry, we don't understand you. And then all of a sudden they like start speaking English. I'm like, oh, you guys speak English. You're just like messing with us. And they're yelling at us. You're like, oh, you're doing this. Like, and they said, this happens all the time. And I'm like, well, if this happens all the time, there's obviously like, it's not marked properly. Because we really didn't, we went off boundary, but we did it right in the beginning and we followed trail. That's what I said. It's like we were following trails. Like we were following other people's like paths basically. And they weren't having it. And I said, like, my wife's coming to get us. We're fine. They eventually like stopped bothering us. But
yeah, meanwhile, Bobby has a big pickup truck and I had never driven it before because I don't like driving big cars. They scare me. So I had to, I recruited one of our other cousin's husbands to drive it. So me and him are like going out in the middle of nowhere. I was like, where the heck? He had to like drop a pin on a map.
That's what I did.
For me to like find him. We
were there.
I remember seeing you guys. I was like, I can't.
Side of the road. It's good. It's a good time. So just be careful. Like most, you know, things. You got to be, have some responsibility with that.
Don't go off. Don't try to be cool and go off the path.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like the other thing they do is some of the slopes in Canada aren't lit at night. Like you could do night skiing, but some of the back trails don't have lights. So they rope them off at dusk. And I do remember a couple times we like snuck in there to ride it. And it was very dangerous because you get to like certain points and you're like, I can't see anything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you run into trees.
Yep.
You shouldn't do it. So now that I'm older, I don't do that. I lived through it. I lived to tell the tale and that's all I need now. But yeah. That's where Bobby will be this week. And I will be having a girls' week with my mom and Melody.
Mm-hmm.
And we will miss you.
I'm excited. They've been getting a lot of snow there, which is
great. I'm excited to finally go to Canada one of these years. Maybe next year. If not next year, definitely the year after that.
Yeah.
I want to go. We're going every year so that I have an excuse to go. We have ski school for Melody.
Get
the
that
only
poutine.
Thing would be the only thing we would need is trying to figure out. It would be awesome to bring Dexter one year.
Yeah.
I mean the house is allowed dogs, but it's just getting him through the border. I'm a little worried about because he's not the friendliest.
He's
like,
a
we don't
monster.
Want him coming in our country. He's a stinker. He's not the friendliest. He's not the friendliest with strangers coming to our car. He's friendly when he gets to sniff and you pet him.
Yeah.
He's good.
He's very defensive of us.
Yeah. But yeah, next episode's going to be about driving.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be fun. I have some stories. I can't wait to talk about like my first time taking my driver's test.
Oh yeah. Well, I'll be driving.
And all of our crazy car. Oh, we could talk about the time your car tires were stolen.
Oh yeah.
Even though it doesn't have to do with driving, but it's car related. Yeah. I'm sure we're not going to do a car episode.
Cars.
Because I don't know anything about cars.
Same.
I do know about driving though. I do it a lot. And remember,
everything is creepy.
Please don't die on your ski trip.
Okay. Thanks.
Don't.
That's where we're gonna leave it. Have fun.
Bring meat with you. So if you are to get stuck on a chairlift and there's wolves, you can throw the meat and, and get away from
Okay,
them.
Michael Scott. Thanks. Great advice.
There, we can leave it there. Just bring meat with you on the chairlift. The wolves will come for you. Just to throw it, and they will go after that, you can go.
Bye bye. Thanks for watching and listening.